two-way interaction emerges when there are two independent variables. Doesn't matter whether they're categorical or quantitative. The notion of an interaction is independent of how we happen to measure things. It is the non-additive or the joint effect of the independent variables. It's usually described as when the effect of one IV is different for different values of the second IV. Expanding this to define three ways. The three-way emerges when there are three independent variables. Again, it won't matter whether they're categorical or quantitative, and we're going to look at every possibility before we're done. It is the non-additive joint effect of the three IVs. It's what happens when they gang up in a non-additive fashion. Usually identified as when the two-way interaction of two IVs is different for different values of the third IV. What does a three-way interaction look like? Remember that a two-way interaction is when the effect of one IV is different for different levels of a second IV. So up in the upper right-hand corner, the practice effect is different for easy than for hard. Extending this to a design with three IVs, a three-way interaction is when the interaction of two IVs is different for different levels of a third IV. The practice by difficulty interaction for familiar tasks is a different pattern than the practice by difficulty interaction for unfamiliar tasks. Right? And it's really, it's all about the pointies. The pointies give you the patterns. It makes it really easy to recognize when those patterns are similar and dissimilar. And it's going to be the basis for all the stuff that we do in the K by K by K. Is it's all boxes and pointies. When we get into the other designs, it's all about slopes and pointies. And then eventually it's all about slope differences. Remember what the three-way interaction EFT tells you. The three-way interaction just tells you that the simple two-way interaction of difficulty and practice is the same for familiar and unfamiliar tasks. Now, when you look at this, this can be confusing. I mean, I got a significant three-way interaction up there, but I've got a left pointy over an equals here. I've got a left pointy over an equals here. The question is, where's the interaction? And this happens with some frequency. The problem with depending on the pointies is that most of the time when we type in pointies, we type them in the same size font as the others. We have to be more flexible than that. We have to include pointies of different sizes. We have to recognize that inequality is just that. But an interaction is when those simple effects are different either in direction or size. So we have to think about effect size as contributing to an interaction. So, first thing to remember is, we know those two are different. We know that what's going on in the familiar box is different than what goes on in the unfamiliar task box. How do we know that? We have a three-way. So the two ways have to be different. So how are they different? Notice that the easy practice effect is smaller for familiar than unfamiliar. Here we have no practice effect for familiar hard, no practice effect for unfamiliar hard. That's not the basis for our three-way. The basis for our three-way is that the practice effect for familiar easy is only 10. The practice effect for unfamiliar easy is 30. That's a bigger left pointy than that. That's a stronger simple two-way than this. Same pattern, but bigger effect, stronger effect. That's all it took for this three-way. So you got to remember, people remember this for two-ways and it sort of slides out on the three-ways. A two-way interaction is when the simple effects are different in direction and or size. So a three-way interaction is when the two-way interactions are different either in direction, which these aren't, or are different in size, which these are. Okay, so just remember that size effects are enough for significance.